Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Bears. We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns. So, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got to get tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
Crazy day up at Hallis Hall. Not supposed to be Caleb, that's tomorrow. Not supposed to be the coordinators, that's Thursday. But instead, they all talk today. Chris Emma, killing it up there for 670 The Score. You are going to hear good stuff from Declan Doyle, from Caleb, from other players, all kinds of people. Let's get to it, Chris. We appreciate the work. Tell us the news before you get to the music, sir.
What's up, boys? Good to be with you. Yeah, a lot to unpack here at Hallis Hall because it's a short weekend. You jam everything in and you get as much work in as you can here. And certainly for the media as well, you get everything kind of jam-packed today. We'll start with the injury report and start with some good news because Jalen Johnson remains a full participant. Kyler Gordon as well. Theo Benedict, I was concerned about him with that quad injury. He was a full participant. Now, it was an estimated injury report due to the fact that they held a walkthrough, but certainly good strides there. On the outside, TJ Edwards remains sidelined. So too does Tyreek Stevenson. So keep an eye on their statuses. As for Edwards, I can't see him getting right back out there for Friday at this rate.
Understandable. So we're probably looking at another situation with DeMarco Jackson, perhaps wearing the green dot, and Amon Ogbonbamiga getting out there, and we'll see what else happens. More on the defense in a little bit, but let's go ahead and get to the offense there, Chris, and who spoke today.
Yeah, we'll start with this combination of Declan Doyle along with Caleb Williams, because Declan spoke about what he's seen and the progress on display. And look, I think we can agree. Yeah, I certainly see it that Caleb Williams is making progress this season, and it's not linear, as Theo Epstein used to say. Progress isn't linear. That's not been the case for Caleb Williams this year, but you see the growth. And I would preface everything of his season here by saying I think he's right where he needs to be in terms of the growth and acceleration of this offense. And Declan Doyle seems to agree. And I was curious, you're going to hear from Declan Doyle about the growth he sees from Caleb. And I asked Caleb as well, are you pleased with the process? Are you able to enjoy the process more than the results? So here's Declan Doyle followed by Caleb Williams.
Every quarterback is different. It's all about ball location at the end of the day. And so we want him to play within the rhythm of what we're asking him in the concept. At times, there are going to be off-platform throws where there's a guy in your face or I'm on the move or something like that. You're trying to limit those as best you can with the protection being clean and giving him a pocket to operate from. And yet, at the same point in time, that's why, you know, he's a guy that gets taken first overall, is because he does have the ability to play from some different arm slots. But that's something that, you know, every snap, it's different. Like, We want to try to eliminate the variation there. And yet, if he has to step up and make a funny body throw, the biggest thing is that the ball location is premium. I think it's improved. I think his eyes have improved. His feet have improved. They've gotten better every week. You know, you go back to the tape every week, and there are plays where you're like, man, this is what it looks like. You know what I mean? This is what we want all the time. And then there are still plays that you're like, okay, this isn't what we want. Okay, this is how we want it, and he's very receptive to all that. And so that's been awesome. It's been great to work with him. He's a guy who's very hungry for growth. He's very hungry to hear feedback, and he wants to improve. And that's really the first step in, you know, a lot of steps.
Yeah, I'm way more over on the process side. I do understand that we need to win games. I do understand that. You know, we need to complete the passes and all these different things. And, you know, that comes with time, that comes with reps, it comes with communication. And, you know, when you start hitting all those cylinders at the right time in the season, you know, you start getting on page with, you know, on the same page with your receivers throughout the years, you know, the little small details that y'all don't notice, on the field, they start going away in a sense. And so from there, it's just, you know, it's just us being on the same page and being able to connect. And just like I said before, I kind of know when he asked me the question right here is you know where the guys are going to be, when they're going to be there, and trusting them that they're going to be there, and us, you know, being on the same page. And so, you know, that's big for us. It's going to be, you know, something that we're going to keep building on this season and years to come. But the connection and relationship is growing, and, you know, really excited for that.
That's great stuff. Great job by Chris Emma putting that stuff together. Caleb's progress is obviously a huge storyline for the entire season. It's not the only one, but it's a huge one. Declan Doyle saying that they want to limit the off-platform throws, but at the same time, that's why he went one overall. It's a pretty fascinating conundrum.
The funny body throws, I think, worked in there. Yeah. Did I hear that correctly, Emma? Did you say funny body throws?
Yeah, I never heard that one before. That was a new one in terms of football lingo.
But it's so fascinating. It's like Caleb is being asked to mature as a person, as a student, as an understander of the position, and as a quarterback, as a thinker. What a massive ask. And the Bears are winning while it's happening. It's pretty fascinating, Chris.
Yeah, and I appreciate the way I prefaced that question was, are you more focused on the process or the results? And a lot of people in his shoes would say the results. All I care about is winning. All I care about is doing what I need to do. I admire the fact that he does care about the process and he's trusting it, because that's where he is with Ben Johnson and this coaching staff, and understand that there are going to be bad days, but there are going to be some great days too. And if you keep stacking the work that you're doing, it's all going to pay off. And he's bought in. He is connected with his coaching staff. They're lockstep. You hear similarities between the way Declan Doyle speaks of Caleb Williams and the way Caleb Williams speaks of Caleb Williams. And I think it reflects a healthy process in play.
And Caleb did reference to you guys, I think it was post-game, about you know, some of his frustrations with feeling off or missing a few throws between post-game or earlier today. Did he reference anything that, whether it was something mechanical or things that he felt like maybe got him locked back in as the game kind of progressed?
Yeah, I mean, he wants some of those throws back. You could sense the frustration in his voice on Sunday at Soldier Field talking about this, some of the misses that he had. I think one thing that's notable was after what I think was probably the worst play of his career, that strip sack fumble in the end zone that turns into a touchdown for the Steelers, he bounced back. He threw for two more picks. He didn't turn the ball over, didn't put the ball in harm's way. That is a great mindset, the ability to flush it, to move on. And he talked about, he understands that as a leader, he can't be hanging his head. He can't be there on the sidelines where his teammates are picking him up. He's got to flush it himself and move on to the next series. And he was able to do that.
Interesting. What a crazy and weird week. There were players available today as well, Chris?
Yeah, and we got to hear from Kevin Byard. He's always a fascinating figure to speak with, and the guy wearing his C on his chest as a captain. You hear a lot of the same things from him as you do from Ben Johnson. The idea about, in three is great, we're happy, but we're not satisfied. We know how much better we got to be. And they are almost in lockstep the way they speak about this football team. And that's not a coincidence. And from Byard's perspective, as a guy who's more than a decade into this league, he has an appreciation for what's taking place with Ben Johnson. He feels that impact from Ben Johnson, and he's seen it from the start. So here's Kevin Byard.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this from the beginning, how Chicago's got the right guy in place. Just the, you know, the type of culture he's been able to set from the beginning since he's been here. I know he spent a lot of time on the offense as far as game planning and stuff like that, but, you know, his meetings and just what he always is preaching, he's going over a lot of situations in the meetings, right, if it's on Fridays and things like that. Man, he's been awesome. He's been great for this culture. And like I said, I don't think – you know, we could have pegged to say, hey, we're going to be 8-3 to start this year. But I just knew just from the process that we had from the spring up to this point, you know, it's a winning culture and it's a winning process. So winning, you know, basically has to precede that for sure. That's one thing we're always going to focus on is the process, not necessarily results. Now, we've been able to, you know, get some great results. But at the end of the day, man, we still have a lot of things to improve on. You know, this isn't. We're not playing the Super Bowl tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, it's a great game. It's another game to obviously show our culture, show our team. But, you know, we're still trying to get better. And that's always what it is. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we're happy with where we are, but we're not satisfied whatsoever. So I think that's just the mantra for this team, for every player. You know, as you watch the film and you grade yourself, it's like, you know, we're happy we win. You know, you're never going to apologize for winning. But at the same time, let's not get too caught up in the results because there's a lot of things on the tape. From a team aspect and also a personal side that we continue to get better. And as long as you try to continue to get 1% better, eliminate some of those mistakes, you know what I mean? That's just what you can focus on. And the rest of that is just going out there and trying to play.
Oh, hell yeah. God, that gets me going, man. That's the realness. It's the realness of like, yeah, okay, we're having good results, but let's stay on the process. Anthony, have you been on teams where you guys were able to be honest about stuff like that and watch on a week to week, whether you're winning or not? Like, hey man, you sucked on that. Yeah, you're right, I did. Okay, let's get better.
Yeah, I mean, the 04 Atlanta Falcons, Jim Moore Jr. was a really young head coach at that point, but he'd been around the league for so long. And there was a similar vibe to that squad where there was an energy about it. The city of Atlanta really rallied around it. Mike Vick was kind of entering his prime as a quarterback. We went to the NFC title game that year. Now, a couple years later, things fizzled as Jim Moore didn't continue to kind of figure out how to be a head coach. But the vibe in a locker room matters so much when guys are really getting in tune and kind of in step with how the coach wants them to operate.
Man, and just the honesty, just the willingness to be honest, good or bad, Chris, seems like just a beautiful thing. And Byard smelled it. He smelled it in the spring and was talking about it.
Yeah, and like think about where they were a year ago. I mean, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that fiasco in Detroit and Matt Eberflus being fired. And this culture seemed like a disaster at the time. And frankly, it's hard to say it wasn't. And like these guys have turned this thing around. And I mean, this entire team, Ben Johnson has set the tone for this group. And you heard Kevin Byard say that he set that tone from the spring. But guys are following suit. They're playing the way Ben Johnson wants. They're speaking the way Ben Johnson wants. And that's the buy-in that you got in this building now, is the way that it's been reshaped in such short time where there wasn't that transition here. You didn't have to get guys out before you can really reshape this thing. And people are speaking the same language here. They're talking about the idea of this needs to get better. The 8-3 is great, but the Super Bowl is not tomorrow. We got a long way to go. And it's a really healthy thing because these aren't just words. You see the actions with it as well, and certainly the results are coming too.
Page has been turned. Eagles Friday, Vic Fangio and Declan Doyle. Vic Fangio and Ben Johnson matching up, but Declan spoke today about it. Yes.
Yeah, and I think any coach in this league has a healthy respect for Vic Fangio, but certainly in the case of a Declan Doyle who has to game plan and scout for what Vic Fangio's defense brings, and to do so on a short week where everything is jam-packed, you lose that extra prep time. And Declan Doyle raved about Vic Fangio. Here's Declan Doyle.
I think Vic has done a great job just over the years. I mean, he's really changed the way teams play defense. You've seen a lot of teams structure kind of the way they're built off of how he's built his defenses in the past. You know, it's principled. They do a really good job of understanding, you know, what their scheme, where the issues are, you know, how they use their players is really advantageous to them. They do a good job of holding the shell and trying to disguise and make things cloudy on the quarterback. And so the main thing is, really, it's still about us. It's still about his process and being able to, you know, see the defense and make sure that his post-snap picture is, you know, either the same as what he saw pre-snap or very quickly transition into, hey, I need to move on or move my eyes or my feet somewhere else. Really, when you look at the defense overall, just as a principle, they do a really good job of keeping a shell over you. They force you to you know, try to run the ball, and their whole goal is to eliminate explosives. And, you know, our goal offensively when we go in is really to be explosive. And so they've kind of modeled their defense to be the antithesis of, you know, what we're trying to get done. And so you've seen teams take that approach and play, you know, what would appear to be maybe a softer zone pre-snap, and then they're able to rock and roll and create different spacing post-snap. And so you've seen that kind of trickle, you know, throughout the league. And really, there are elements of it really in just about everybody we play. There absolutely is admiration for what he runs. I think that each defense is different. And so there are things that every week that I'm going in and I'm like, wow, that's a cool way to approach it from a defensive perspective. You know, there's certainly an appreciation. And at the same point in time, you know, you're going in to you know, play well and try to put a plan together to attack that structure. And so absolutely there's an admiration from afar, but you know, our job is to go in there and put a plan together that we feel like is going to work.
Good stuff. The antithesis of what we try to do. The Bears offense leads the NFL with 87 big plays this season, but that's what Vic wants to stop.
He does. And to be able to get after the quarterback, harassing the opposing QB is a part of that. And we saw them, especially with the edge rush from the Steelers. They had a really good plan that worked out well between Caleb's time to throw, but then also some of the protection schemes.
But this is a different challenge, isn't it?
Right, and that's what I was going to ask Emma about, just the way that the Eagles, with that talented defensive front kind of from all angles, I don't know. I can't think of a comp for a defensive front the Bears have faced this season that would prepare them for what they're going to face on Friday. Can you?
I mean, it's a one of one. That Vic Fangio's defense is something that defensive coordinators across the league are trying to accomplish. And I even asked Dennis Allen about it separately. I mean, he's got a healthy respect for Vic Fangio. He said dating back to the days in the Dome Patrol in New Orleans, like they have an admiration for. He's constantly able to get home with four, create pressure. Different ways, different looks in the secondary, and really just create mental gymnastics for a quarterback. And it's such a gift that he's got. I think he's one of the greatest defensive minds of all time in the NFL. And for a young quarterback like Caleb Williams, who's continuing to try to make these strides, it is a significant challenge on Friday.
So Dennis Allen had a chance to explain a little bit more and credit some people. I love this, Chris. I'm so glad you pulled this. I saw it online earlier about how the Bears got such a good effort from the backups this past week, right?
This cut is almost 2 minutes, and he could have gone for about 10 or 20, talking about the way that this coaching staff has got it in players prepared. And I'll preface it on my own end by talking about, I think this is a really terrific coaching staff from the top of Ben Johnson all the way down. And you're going to hear names you're not familiar with, Matt Giordano, Kevin Cook, guys who are working really hard behind the scenes to make sure DeMarco Jackson's ready to start, and Amen Ogbong Bamiga, and guys that you're not sure about stepping into these roles. Can they handle it? Are you losing something at linebacker? Can Deshaun Wright step in a corner? The answer is yes, and it's because of this coaching staff. So here's Dennis Allen on what has allowed that to come to fruition.
No, listen, I'm proud of the way that everybody responded in that situation. You know, Richard Smith, Kevin Cook, who are coaching our linebackers, I mean, I thought they did an excellent job of getting those guys ready, those guys preparing themselves to be ready for the situation. Amon, who wasn't starting on the game, and then yet he played a majority of the game, you know, him being able to be prepared and step into that, step into that role, I think was a big thing. Nick McLeod's a guy that's kind of done that for us all throughout the season, that's always been there and stepped in and played well when we've needed him to, you know. So, but I think I hate to sound cliche, but that's what this league's about. I mean, that's what we are, you know. And so everything we do is all about developing and preparing, because you never really know when that opportunity is going to come up. And if we're not doing a great job, look, we've got young coaches, Cannon Matthews, Matt Giordano's doing it. Kevin with the linebackers, Bill Johnson spends a lot of time with the defensive line outside of our normal meeting time. So we do a lot extra with the guys that aren't necessarily expected to play a lot of snaps, because eventually they have to play snaps, and nobody cares.
I mean, 90% of the world doesn't care about your problems. The other 10% is glad you got them. So, you know, that's the way we operate.
Man, it's cool to hear him name check all those guys. I did think that maybe he forgot Kevin with the linebacker's last name. You know, Kevin, Kevin with the linebackers. That's Kevin Cook.
Oh, LBK.
Kevin Cook.
Yeah, Kevin Cook, exactly. But no, that's... that's beautiful, man. Because you know, a big part of it we talked about on the negative side last year. You got to coach up the coaches. The coaches have to coach up the assistant coaches so they can do the whole thing, and it's seemingly working. Great stuff. All right. What else you got there, Mr. Emma, sir?
Well, we've seen these videos after every game, the celebration in the locker room, and it's not quite club dubbed, but it's probably more authentic. I think there's a real feel to it when Ben Johnson is leading the good, better, best, and that team is gathered together. And when you watch those videos, you might notice Caleb Williams is right behind Ben Johnson each time and right there in the limelight. And Caleb Williams was asked about celebrating victories and what it means. Here's Caleb Williams.
And you work so hard. You spend so many hours in here throughout the week. And just to, you know, for a 3-hour outcome, you know, you want to come out victorious. And so in those moments, you want to celebrate those moments. You want to show the and let it all out. In those moments, that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. Super excited to win. Super excited to be here with my guys and being able to, you know, have this support group around me, whether it's the coaches or the players. You know, they've been awesome since I've been here. And obviously since the new coaching staff been here, they've been awesome. So just celebrating, enjoying, understanding that each win here in the National Football League is really tough. And so celebrating them like it's our first one.
Yeah, I saw him post game. One of you guys, Chris, had asked, like, you know, was it a little more muted in the locker room? He's like, no, you guys were just late. You guys are just late. It was a party, as always, and you guys just missed it.
Yep.
Good stuff, Chris. Nuggets, tidbits, what you got?
I got two nuggets for you. The Bears have lost 6 straight games to the Eagles. Their last win over Philadelphia came on November 7th of 2011, a 30-24 win over Philly. Jay Cutler hit touchdown passes to Earl Bennett and Matt Spaeth, while earlier guest Matt Forte rushed for a buck 24 on the ground. And with a nod to our friend Kevin Fishbane, the Bears are 2-1 overall in Friday games. Their last win on a Friday came in the 1939 season opener, 30-21 win over the Cleveland Rams. Bernie Masterson threw for 2 touchdowns. Bob Swisher and Joe Maniassi rushed for scores as well.
Do you have to look up the pronunciation on Maniassi? That was impressive.
I'm just kind of hoping I had it right.
So. Just say it with confidence. Nobody will ever know.
A little bit of a guess there.
Yeah, it was strongly delivered. Good stuff. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Emma.
Take care.
And it's Chris Emma with, ooh, good juicy sound from up there at Hallis Hall today. All right, I got a question for you. In fact, Alex, throw open the phone lines. We got a segment to take the calls. Let's see. Bears are in first place. The Packers are barely in second by percentage points
half
over the Lions. Okay, who do you want to win on Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Who do you want to win? Because you get one more shot at the Lions. You get 2 shots at Green Bay.
Yeah.
If you want to win this division, is it better if the Lions lose and you're potentially 2 games up on them since you don't control that tiebreaker? Can you even find it in your soul to root for the Packers? Who are you rooting for on Thanksgiving at
spoiler
noon?
Alert. I want Buddy Guy to win.
Damn it. Continued spoilage from our guy. 312-644-6767. We'll take your texts and we'll take your calls. Do you have it in you to root for the Packers on Thanksgiving here on The Score?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week. If my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing.
That is some classy stuff right there. From our guy Les Kropstein. Who are you rooting for on Thanksgiving? First place Bears, Lions, and Packers in second and third. Texters, rooting for the Lions to win, knock the Packers out, make the last game of the season matter. Mm. Ben's not going to lose that game against his old team. That's what I'm saying. Like, those kind of logical thought processes are available to you, you know? Here's another one. Based on the remaining schedules, I think we need Detroit to lose on Thursday. That's from Sean in Charlotte. So I'll be hoping, not rooting, for that outcome. That's an interesting way to think about it. He's going to hope but not root. Is that possible?
It's semantics, I guess, but I view them as the same thing.
Yeah,
that
so do
feels
I.
Feels very similar, hoping and rooting.
After this game, Green Bay has the two against the Bears. They also have at Denver, home against the Ravens, and then at Minnesota at the end. That's tough. Detroit, after this one against the Packers, is home for Dallas, at the Rams, home for Pittsburgh, and then at Minnesota, at Chicago. Detroit has it easier the rest of the way by strength of schedule, you would look at.
I mean, the good thing is both are available on the Bears' schedule, so they will control their own fate.
Come on now. How hot is that?
Oh, man.
It's Thanksgiving, and the Bears control their destiny in the division. My goodness. Chris is in Hammond and is now on the Score. What's up, Chris? Who are you rooting for, Lions or Packers on Thursday?
It's a hard one, but I'm going to go for the Lions, unfortunately. But I was wondering, how would a tie affect all the standings with the Packers having a tie already?
That's a good question. So, two ties. Anthony, did you
bring out your tiebreaker scenario?
Yeah,
speed,
no, so I don't have a double tie tiebreaker scenario. Mm. I mean, it'd be harder for them to get the number of wins it would take. Ties are not wins. I guess
they're also not losses.
No,
oddly enough.
That's a great That's a really good point by you. I think I'd like the second tie for Green Bay, cuz then Detroit has a tie. Right. And maybe Detroit can never catch you in wins. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, so even if they had
difficult.
If they had the tiebreaker, but you could still that's the real question. If the Detroit has the tiebreaker against you, but they have a tie instead of a win on their record, then you don't need the tiebreaker. Then you beat them. Yeah, so I do want the tie.
I mean, as long as you end up with a better record, yeah.
Yeah,
if you end up with a worse record, then it's not as advantageous.
Right. But I think I do want the tie. I think it's a good call from Chris.
Okay.
So let's all root for the tie?
No, I don't think so. Like, I mean, I think Tyler's under the impression that everybody's going to like just kind of lie down at the Bears' feet was the impression I got in our group chat last night. Like, San Francisco's awful. And, you know, everybody stinks except the Bears right now. That was Alex.
Okay. I just said that San Francisco looks gettable. Yeah. Brock Purdy loves to throw it to the other team.
Yeah, so that was Alex.
He's got a bad habit of that.
Alex is, is drunk with power right now. I just see. Thinks the Bears can just roll over
place.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Tyler, who are you rooting for, the Lions or the Packers?
I mean, is it even a question? Give me the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yesterday you came in to the studio, Speaks, and you tried to justify, like, maybe you want the Lions or the Packers to win because if the Bears win, then you have two games up on the Lions, and I just see Baby T's eyes glazing over. Like, I know this guy, and he, the most mild-mannered person, he treats everybody with respect, except for the Green Bay Packers. Mm. I do not know anybody that hates the Green Bay Packers quite like this person right here. So you trying to, like, convince him, oh, yeah, maybe it's good for the Packers to win on Thanksgiving Day.
I was doing was trying to present it as a topic.
Yeah,
like,
it was
why
like,
we might get input on both sides.
I could just see it in his eyes. It was like the grobber fart noise. Like, like yeah.
A little raspberry
he was
there.
Not having it.
That's, you know what? I just realized that this is one of the great impossible pairings in score history. Tyler Ferengul should be producing Les Grobstein's overnight show right now.
Yeah.
What a beautiful pairing they would be. They would make sweet, beautiful sports talk music together.
We would hate the Packers for 5 straight hours. It would be glorious.
Every week.
It really would. Every week, no matter what. No matter what the schedule said. Mm. That would be the sports radio of equivalent of the Packers suck chant that happens as you're walking to Soldier Field, no matter who the opponent is.
I remember being in Green Bay and doing a radio show with somebody. It was Kabir Bajabiamila. I went and did his radio show one night, and they started playing that song. And whatever the sports bar was, whatever pub we were at outside of Green Bay somewhere, everybody in this pub was just shocked that I was not familiar with the song at the time. But
yeah.
I grew up a Bears fan. I didn't sit around listening to the Bears still suck. So for them, that was just like their anthem that they just constantly play. No matter where they're at in the season, no matter anything else is going on, it's striking that the Packers have dominated the series with the Bears so much, and yet Packers fans cannot wait to rub it in everyone's face anywhere near Chicago.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it is a loathing. It is a deep-seated loathing. So I understand why Tyler cannot get there.
Can I throw a realistic take, though, for why I would say Detroit? If Green Bay wins, it's still going to be that weird less than a game thing with a tie. If Detroit wins, Green Bay moves behind Detroit. If the Bears win and Detroit wins, it's still a game. It's not a matter of, you know, oh, the Lions are behind the Packers. It's still that farther gap from second place to first place.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't get any of that. Did you get that?
I wonder. Well, I think that versus the double tie, that was at least easier to follow than what would
it
happen
was?
In another
I mean,
tie.
I fumbled the double tie.
Because
like, I was trying to do it live.
Can
I was
we get
like,
Steve Kornacki in here?
We don't need him. Get the magic wall.
Point of the take is a second place Lions team is farther behind the Bears than a second place Packers team.
Right. Well, but yeah. See,
well,
I think
the Lions have the head-to-head, though.
It's if the Lions have the head-to-head.
So then what is the next tiebreaker? If the Lions won the first one, the Bears won the second one, is it about margin of victory? Do the Bears need to win by 37 points as opposed to the Lions who beat them by 31 or whatever it was?
Before? Would 8-4 beat 7-4-1?
That's the thing. That's why I want Detroit to get a tie. That's why, because then, like, they could have the same number of losses, but they couldn't possibly have the same number of wins, assuming that the Bears don't get a tie between now and then. You got me? Yeah. I think I'm back on top.
I mean, the
in terms of making
sense, that is a different amount of games, by the way. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
You
Lions
need the same amount of games.
How about a tie, Tyler? You could deal with a tie, couldn't you?
Tyler does not want a tie.
Baby T doesn't want a tie.
Thank you very much.
Baby
Remember,
T does not want a tie.
You know, we haven't done that. We haven't been enforcing the Baby T rule where he has to talk about himself in the third person. That's an excellent call. Let's bring that back for tomorrow for the holidays. It'll be a festive day before Thanksgiving. Leonard is in Orland Hills, and we hope Orland Hills is okay with that. Leonard, what's going on? What you got?
So here's my take. I think I want the Lions to win only because I'm so confident that the Bears will win on Friday. They'll
keep the Packers at least one full game behind us, because I was there in 2010. I remember the Bears letting the Packers in the last week of the season. And we're like, that's okay. What are they going to do? We got home field in the NFC Championship game. And guess who's there? So, no, I am not taking any chances. The further away Green Bay can be from any sort of playoff picture, I'm happy with that. So, unfortunately, I have to root for the Lions to get some turducken tomorrow or on Thursday. So, go Lions!
I really like it, Leonard. You're bringing back some experience. The many times, or at least the two times that I can think of, that the Bears and the Packers ended up running into the playoffs, it just in the Jay Cutler era, and then after that as well. And it's just like the gruesome reality of losing to the Packers in the playoffs. I'd like to avoid that.
Those
at
old
all
scars.
Costs.
Those old scars matter.
Yeah, no, I'm with Les and Tyler, the great unimagined previously radio combination in Chicago history. I'm with those guys. F the Packers. I got to tell you, are we in the trust tree? We in the trust tree right now?
I think so, yeah.
Who's listening?
Okay. Last week, when the debut of the segment, Matlocks, which went really just okay, let's be honest. Tanny could have done more. He admitted himself. I could have done more, okay?
Me too.
How Tanny was the first name that got mentioned. And who could
but
have
here's
done
the
more?
Deal. I ended up in the awkward position of wanting a Matlock to be correct, and that included me picking the Steelers. So down the crunch time of that game on Sunday, I just had a small portion of me, just a small portion of me thinking like, well, if the Steelers win, at least the Matlock will be correct.
Jeez.
I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Never again. I felt dirty. I felt ugly. I felt wrong. I felt stupid. It's never going to happen again. So, baby T, I'm with you. Thank you for recalibrating things. And thank you to Leonard and Orland Hills for that. And I am absolutely go Lions on Thursday.
So
very
that was the last Matlock?
That was one and done. We are
okay,
one and done on Matlocks.
First and last.
That's Matlock. Right. Grand opening, grand closing of Matlocks. That's the way it's going down.
Was it at least like, did he use the theme song from
yes.
the old show?
Oh, yeah. So, Teddy, he did
what
fine
more could you have asked for then?
A lock
the
sound
Matlock
effect.
Theme song?
Yeah, a lock sound effect, you know, each time. But Teddy knows he could have. Yeah, or right, exactly. Like whatever. It's never going to happen again.
Bum, bum. That's the wrong show.
If you were there last week, we'll bum, always bum, have bum, our bum, one and done bum, version of, that's Law and Order, of Matlock. So, yeah. So there you go. All right, it's 670 The Score. Anthony Herron broadcasts on Saturdays and it does college football, and sometimes J.J. Watt is listening. I think we have proof. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
We are the not messing around crew. Damn straight, Todd McShay. Speaks and Ann Heron, we've had a great, fun 2 days together. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Matthew.
You expressed some concern on Sunday night, and we finally have a chance to get to this, when you realized that J.J. Watt might have been watching his old Wisconsin team on Saturday. Here's what alerted Anthony Heron. This is J.J. Watt and Ian Eagle during the Bears game, as there was a shot of a Bears fan wearing like the giant fur onesie that sometimes is worn in the stands, like really leaning in to the idea.
Hand off, Manungai. He just doesn't stop the body machinations. That's a full Bear outfit for that gentleman. That's commitment.
It is. He is fully committed to the bit, and so is Kyle Manungai right now.
All right, he's committed to the bit. So, I mean, that's a comedy term. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a sketch comedy term, and you know, it goes back a ways. But like, I wouldn't have guessed that JJ would have had that in his parlance.
He's studied at Second City or anything like that in the past.
Yeah.
I suppose anything's possible, but no, I wouldn't have associated that with him.
Maybe he's watching your game the night before. What game was this?
This was Illinois at Wisconsin on the Big Ten Network.
Okay, yeah. I could see JJ sitting in his hotel in Chicago watching that game, couldn't you?
Seems like it'd have been fitting viewing for one of the great players in Badgers history.
Here's Anthony Heron.
It felt like a magic act because initially, you have to pledge when you get the fullback. In this case, it's Tucker Ashcraft. And then Joe Brunner getting up to the second level on that defensive time back, out, helping to finish the run out.
Player.
But then you get the turn where the running back, Darion Dupree, gets into the open field. But here's the prestige. Look at Eugene Hilton, the freshman wide receiver. You've got to commit to the bit. He's pretending like there's a deep pass coming over the head of Torrey Cox. That allowed the afterburners that we saw there from Dupree.
All right, let me say, there's commit to the bit, but that was an exquisite bit of analysis by you using the three different points of a magic trick.
He's good at what he does.
Oh, my goodness.
He's
Prestige.
Done it for a long time for a reason.
The Prestige, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Great film.
Absolutely love that movie.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman just being as huge as Jackman.
Christopher Nolan with the puzzle filmmaking that he does.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Mm. I think you're on to something.
You think so?
Alex, what do you think?
I think there's no question that JJ was watching that game.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's had a tough year. They're playing well that night. Maybe he wasn't at first.
Ranked
win.
Illini squad. Brett Bielema coming back to Camp Randall Stadium.
I think he was watching that game.
So I think he was. Now, it's possible he could have just, you know, gotten that from somewhere else. But I don't know if he's the kind of guy that like hears something and then says it again. Oh, wait, yes, I do. This was also during the Bears game with Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt.
The Bears have been rock solid on the interior of the offensive line. Coming into today, they have played 676 of 680 snaps together. So, Tooney, Dahlman, Jackson, that troika. It's the most in the NFL.
That troika has been very stable, and it's something that helps Caleb Williams. When you have that level of stability and that understanding of your offensive line, so now that we're going to add a new guy into the mix in Luke Newman, we'll keep an eye on that, especially with Cam Hayward, Derek Harmon, those guys in the middle for the Steelers.
I feel like you said troika because you liked the way I said troika.
I absolutely said it to sound smart. I do that in my whole life with words you say.
There it is! There's JJ guilty. Admitting. Guilty.
That's the evidence. That's the incriminating evidence.
And he heard Ian Eagle say Troika and immediately said
Troika afterwards.
So he heard you say commit to the bit. He's like, oh, that's good.
That fits.
That's good. That's going to fit tomorrow. That's right. I bet there'll be a moment tomorrow. I mean, here on the People's Radio Court, we have just, I mean, open and shut on J.J. Watt.
The People's Radio Court.
Anita Ruling with the flowing robes. The grace has come in.
Yeah, Anita Ruling.
Anita has made her case. I absolutely just heard you say it, and then I said it to sound smart.
There's very few defensive linemen who get to call games on television. I gotta say, J.J. Watt did a really nice job, and he also stole my line.
He also stole your line. So was that segment Anita Ruling? Did we finally get there? I've wanted to do that segment for a long time. Or
I
like
prefer Matlocks.
Like texture says, Spiegel and Heron find out. We might have just found out. Anthony, have a great Thanksgiving, man.
I appreciate you, my friend. You do the same.
All right. That was great fun. Thank you so much to our guests on the show today. Matt Bowen, Matt Forte, Chris Emma, and also Gavin... Wait, Travis Giles II. Excuse me. I didn't write it down.
Giles Travis II.
Thank you. Giles Travis II.
Go home, Trav.
Go home, Trav. Giles Travis II. Go home, Trav. That track absolutely slays. Bear down. We ain't your friends. We
Bear
came to win.
Down.
Yeah, man. Sing it, Ant. Best of the Score is up next. I got you tomorrow with Gabe Ramirez on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Thanks so much to Baby T for doing a great job and Alex Kuhn for doing a great job. Have a wonderful Wednesday night. Actually, have a Tuesday night first. Do that one first. That's the way I recommend it.
You've got to commit to the bit.
He is fully committed to the bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.